Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We want to invite your children to Vacation Bible School. If you have any children, your grandchildren, your children in your neighborhood, we're having Vacation Bible School from August 4th to August 7th, and it's going to be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., specifically for ages 5 to 11. If you go to the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page, you'll be able to see the registration link there so that you can register your children. They must be registered, and it begins on August 4th. So come on out, bring your children. We would love to have you.
I also want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church service on Sunday. If you do not have a home church where the Word of God is being taught to you in the simplest form where you can understand it and apply it to your life, we would like to invite you to visit with us at our service. It's at starting times every Sunday at 10 o'clock. And we generally finish at 12. So it's a 2-hour service. And I tell you, you won't regret. So if you have not visited us, we are giving you an invitation to come and worship with us. And let's study the Word together. And let's learn together and grow together.
All this week, we're continuing the topic, Life in the Spirit, with the subtopic, The Power of a Holy Spirit Believer. Mm-hmm. So there's Holy Spirit power for the believers. An unbeliever won't access it. Why? Because they don't believe that it exists. So the Holy Spirit power is specifically for the believer, those who believe and choose to access the Spirit of God, which is freely given unto us.
And let's stay there as we make this this very firm, positive statement. The power of the Holy Spirit is activated in the life of the believers. So only the believers experience the power of the Holy Spirit, the working power, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Only the believers, the unbelievers can't, does not understand, will not understand, because how can he understand? Mm-hmm. And if you follow our teaching for the last month, we're saying the natural man cannot understand the things that pertain to God. Why? Because God is spirit. The natural man is flesh. Okay? So here it is. In the simplest form where you can understand it this morning. Why is the natural man cannot understand spiritual stuff? Because the natural man is flesh. Mm-hmm. And God is spirit, so everything comes from God, his spirit driven. So the power of the Holy Spirit only experienced by the believer. Mm-hmm. Only the believer experience it. True believers, born again, like Jesus says, you will experience the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, Dad.
Mm-hmm. So in Genesis chapter 3, we know that Eve, she knew the truth, but she went in opposite direction from what she knew, the truth that she knew. So it's the truth that we know and we do that makes us free. So Jesus Christ was sent. Jesus Christ came so that his blood would be shed for us to come back into right standing with God, to bridge the relationship, humanity back to God. God has deposited into each and every creation, each and every person, the spirit of man. And then in that place is the place where the spirit of God is designated to reside. But we must be willing to receive the spirit of God into that place, into the spirit of man that God has given us. So the foundational scriptures, one was Job chapter 33, verse 4. The spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life.
Yes.
And Job chapter 32, verse 8, but there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. So it's when that spirit of man is filled with the spirit of God that is true life, Zoe life, abundant life. And we have the understanding now of the power that we have access to through the Holy Spirit.
I said it, and Emily, you can come in anytime. That is the foundation, the key of the Christian life. That's the spirit that God placed in us when he created us, not when we saved. Sometimes we get it mixed up. But Job specifically says, there's a spirit in man, and God made that spirit. So we have man is body, man is soul, mind, and man is spirit. That spirit is what unites with the spirit of God.
Amen. It's virtually impossible to live the Christian life in the flesh.
Yeah.
We give in to the flesh because our flesh is tempting. It has desires. It has things that it wants to do. And so if we live in the spirit, we can control what the flesh wants to do, because it's virtually impossible to live pleasing the flesh and pleasing God at the same time. And so that's what we need to do. We wake up on a Sunday morning and maybe it's raining out and it's cold if you live in the north, and our flesh says, oh, I don't want to get up and go to church. I want to turn over and I want to go back to sleep. But the spirit is hungry for the word of God. So which do we choose? Do we choose to give the spirit what it needs, the food of the word of God, and go to church? Or do we give in to the flesh and turn over and go back to sleep? So that's basically how it's virtually impossible to live a Christian life if we're not connected and if we have the spirit of God living within us. So we make the right choice, and so that our spirit gets what it needs and what it desires in order to live a life in the spirit.
It's so right as we discuss this, and our listeners can see this and get full understanding of what we're saying, that it is virtually impossible to live the Christian life in the flesh. Mm-hmm. And when we say in the flesh, we mean from your mind, because your mind is carnal. So how can a carnal mind live a spiritual, have spiritual understanding, unless that carnal mind become spirit-filled? Mm-hmm. So let this mind, which one? The one that was in Christ, be in you now. Mm-hmm. And where that mind reside? Within the spirit. Mm-hmm. The spirit of your what? Mind. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where does that mind reside? So we have to understand that. It doesn't reside in your head. Because sure, when you're born again, you still remember everything you do. When you're born again. You just don't born again mm-hmm. and you forget all the stuff that you did, what was wrong. You remember them all. Yep. And when you're born again, you still have desire to go back to do those mm-hmm. things. Because it's your mind wants, it's the flesh. It knows the things that you like. You're prone to do those things. But the Spirit of God, like I said, Diane, when it unites with the human spirit, now it has new desire. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's when you have new desire. New desire come. And you want to now please the Spirit and not the flesh.
So we have to be aware.
Yes.
Aware that the Spirit of God has a desire to reside within us.
Yes.
In the spirit of man that's in us. And then when we go to 1 Peter chapter 1,
come on,
starting at verse 18, it tells us, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things,
right,
like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by traditions from fathers. So it's giving us here a contrast. It's telling us we weren't redeemed with natural things, corruptible things like silver or gold, from aimless conduct received by the tradition of our fathers. Verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So we weren't redeemed from natural things.
Things.
We were redeemed through spiritual things by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's a spiritual thing. That was a spiritual act that took place. Though it took place in the flesh, it was directed by the Spirit. It fulfilled a spiritual atonement that had to be taken place for the sin of humanity. It, because the shedding of blood brings forth the remission of sin. So Jesus's blood was shed once and for all sin. So they no longer needed to continually, year by year, come and bring forth blood sacrifices, animal sacrifices. They didn't have to continue to have the wrestling match there at the altar with their livestock and beasts from the field, because Jesus' blood was shed once and for all sin. Now, our part, we're wrestling against the natural man. We're wrestling against the carnal man to believe what spiritually took place. We have to believe. We can't just think that, oh, well, God forgives this and he forgives that, but he doesn't forgive me. Because sometimes we have that condemnation from the enemy where we think, okay, well, yeah, God could forgive this. He could forgive that. He could forgive this person. He could forgive that person. But then the enemy comes with condemnation. We feel like, well, we're not forgiven. What we did is too much out there and we're not forgiven. No, each and every one of us are equally forgiven once and for all. Through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we are reconciled back to God by the incorruptible seed, the blood of Jesus Christ. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.